In this bulletin, a man with a knife shot dead by police on a Melbourne freeway. The Reserve Bank governor says the JobKeeper scheme may need to be extended beyond its current end date. And the National Rugby League to resume tonight without spectators, but will keep pushing for crowds to be allowed again soon. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. A knife-wielding man has been shot dead by police following a standoff on Melbourne's Monash Freeway. Police were called to the on-ramp of the freeway at the Eastlink interchange at Dandenong North about 9:30 this morning, following reports of a distressed man in the emergency lane. Assistant Commissioner Bob Hill said officers tried negotiating with the 53-year-old when he produced a knife. Police first fired a non-lethal beanbag round at the man before he was shot twice in the chest.
At this point of time, there is nothing to indicate to me that our police members did everything they could to resolve this matter, but unfortunately it has ended sadly with someone losing their life. It is a sad occasion.
The man died at the scene. Homicide detectives will investigate with oversight from the Professional Standards Command. The governor of the Reserve Bank says the JobKeeper program may need to be extended beyond its current end date. The federal government program to subsidise employment through the coronavirus pandemic is due to end in September. But Governor Philip Lowe has told a Senate committee if the economy has not picked up by then, a solution will need to be found.
And I think it's too early to say what it's going to be, what the economy is going to be like in 4 months' time. But if we have not come out of the current trough in economic activity, there will be a debate about how the JobKeeper program transitions into something else, or whether it's extended for specific industries or somehow tapered. I think it's very important we don't withdraw the fiscal stimulus too early.
A security guard from a quarantine hotel in Melbourne is among 10 new cases of coronavirus detected in Victoria. It takes the number of infections at the hotel to 2 after another security guard tested positive earlier. The quarantine hotel houses 13 returned travellers who tested positive and were moved from other hotels, alongside 3 of their close contacts. Victoria's Chief Health Officer, Dr. Brett Sutton, insists security staff have a low risk of contracting the virus.
They don't do direct care work. They would accompany them if there are individuals who are going out for fresh air, but they wear PPE in that process, and they're accompanied by nursing staff as well with PPE, and the individuals wear personal protective equipment. So, you know, it should be a low-risk setting for staff.
In sport, the National Rugby League chairman, Peter Vlandis, says the organisation intends to keep pushing its case for fans to be allowed to attend matches as soon as possible. The competition resumes tonight when Brisbane plays Parramatta in Brisbane. No fans will be allowed to attend. But Mr. Vlandis has previously stated he wants at least some fans to be able to attend matches from July 1st. He's told the Nine Network the organisation intends to gather data over the next few weeks to present to authorities. It's part of a case to have crowds allowed at matches.
Look, we'll put pretty strict biosecurity measures in place, and people will be, you know, kept apart 1.5 metres. In a stadium that might fit 50 or 60,000 people, you might get 10,000 people. And we'll have pretty harsh biosecurity measures. We'll have thermal cameras taking everyone's temperatures. So the risk is absolutely minimal. And if the risk is minimal, I can't see any reason why we can't do it.
Well, now the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, showers with a possible late storm and 20. Adelaide, sunny and 19. Melbourne, morning fog, then mostly sunny, 17. Hobart, partly cloudy, 18. Canberra, early fog, then sunny, 15 degrees. Wollongong, a possible shower, 19. Sydney, a shower or two, 19. Newcastle, a shower or two, 19 degrees. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 24. Cairns, sunny and 27, and Darwin, a sunny day and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Dyatt, and this is SBS News.